attendees of the Tuesday night course at the Aspen Club and Spa aren't necessarily preparing for a fight.
I hope I never have to use it. I mean, that'd be ideal.
Getting together and learning self-defense techniques can be empowering and gives the group a sense of pride knowing they are strong enough to defend themselves. Instructor Ariel Vanderschoot's training in boxing, mixed martial arts, and jiu-jitsu might be intimidating, but she has a hearty laugh and aims to create a supportive atmosphere for the women in her class.
I want to create this community of these fighter women, you know, like just these empowered women in teams, just so that they feel supported by each other. I want us to really get together and create that kind of a community.
While the Roaring Fork Valley has a reputation for being relatively low on crime, public records show that more than 60 sexual assaults are reported each year. Vanderschoot points out that because more than 80% of sexual assaults are committed by someone known to the victim, living in a small town doesn't in itself mean you're safe.
It's not like we're in a big city where random people will assault you or harass you. It's people, friends, families, neighbors, you know, it's poignant anywhere.
Okay, so from down here, if you're pushed, you know, if the guy who's already, like, pushed you down and he's on top of you.
The one-hour weekly class covers tips like tucking your chin to protect your throat and kicking the knees of the assailant backwards. And then...
So right after that, what do you do? You get the...
The class is open to the public and club members. The environment is playful despite its subject matter. The women pair up and practice maneuvers they've learned, such as thrusting off a would-be attacker. The move allows a 100-pound woman to throw a man twice her weight. While it also serves as a workout class, the participants definitely work up a sweat. Vanderschoot stresses that all fitness levels are appropriate for the class because the main objective is the personal growth that comes with learning self-defense.
Come here, train with me to be a badass. You know, like, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. You're so capable of so many things with the body that you have. Be your own badass.
And her students say connecting a punch just feels good.
Women aren't used to punching and hitting and wrestling and all of that, and it's actually really, really fun. There's a reason why all our brothers and guy friends always do it, you know? We just didn't ever get taught what we were doing.
Didn't get taught until now. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.